That was live from Haley Loren off her brand new CD, hot off the press, called Stages, and a song called Danger in Loving You. And I want to welcome Haley to the studios.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here.
It's so great to be here.
I actually remember, I think it was one of the first times I met you. It was, I happened to be here when Mike Meyer was doing Acoustic Junction,
oh,
and he
right.
interviewed you, and you were quite young at that point.
Must have been a
long
time back.
I think you were still in high school.
I think I was probably 14 or 15 mm-hmm. years old at the time.
Yeah, I remember being pretty stunned, like, this woman is really young, and her voice is astounding.
Oh, well, thank you. I was already doing jazz at that age, too, which...
Yeah, which, I mean, I think one of the things that really strikes me about your voice is the fact that, me not being a singer, I think that jazz, or I make the assumption that jazz, learning that kind of jazz vocalization would be quite a feat. It just seems like you're really working your voice.
It's definitely a very involved kind of singing. Very, every note counts. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of singing. But, you know, I've been doing it for so long now that it feels like just second nature. I don't even think about it a lot mm-hmm. of times. Probably during the earlier years, during more developmental years, there was a lot more sort of conscious effort going
right.
into a lot of the things that I just do without even thinking about it now.
So. Right. And I think that, to me, is one of the things that's so refreshing about your voice and your music, is that it seems just second nature. And that this, like, I wrote down, one reviewer said that they thought you were born with jazz in your veins. And I thought,
so that's what that is.
Yeah. I'm like, I had this funny feeling in my veins. But to me, that truly seems to be the case, that you, it's just, it comes very naturally to you. And so I know that you started, that you at least had a stage debut at the age of 10.
Yes.
Which is quite young to be on stage.
Yeah. It's terrifying at that age, too. My first big performance was at a fine arts camp, actually singing jazz in mm-hmm. my hometown of Sitka, Alaska. And I just remember, even though it was a really, in some ways, terrifying experience, it kind of got me hooked at a very uh-huh. young age. For one thing, because I really enjoyed singing jazz a lot, and I finally had an opportunity to do it without singing along to CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt the thrill of the stage, and in a good way, as well as mm-hmm. the scary parts. And, you know, it kind of gave me a good shove off into, uh-huh. Into, you know, the rest of my performance life, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So what inspired you at the age of 10? I mean, I think it's kind of rare for a 10-year-old to be drawn to jazz, and I'm really fascinated
yeah.
with what led you there or how you were inspired.
Right. I don't think it is that common, although I do know of a few kids who are amazing jazz players by a young age as well, so it's not mm-hmm. totally unheard of. I think it was because, partly because of where I grew up. For one, it was on a small island in Alaska, and I didn't really have a whole lot of pop culture influenced in my life because, I mean, we had a TV, mm-hmm. but I don't remember really seeing a whole lot about mm-hmm. current music. For one thing, I was too busy doing other things. But the music that I did hear was often my parents' collection, which my mom was a big fan of jazz always, and mm-hmm. other kinds of music as well, but oftentimes atypical for 10-year-old listening.
Right.
And our local radio station was an NPR station, and they played just, you know, not so much the pop stuff, but they did play a lot of jazz and mm-hmm. blues and other things like that. So I think probably part of it was just an sort of the influence of that, as well as just something in me connects to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know if I'll ever know why.
Yeah.
And I've always really felt drawn to it and really enjoyed the way it feels singing it.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Well, quite fortunate for us, the listeners, I have to say, that you enjoy it so much, because on the listening end, it's very exceptional music.
You.
Really, it is. And so you moved to Eugene when you were about 13?
I was 15. I moved to
okay.
Corvallis for a couple of years first, actually. And I did music up there as well while mm-hmm. I was living there. And then I moved here halfway through high school. And I've been here off and on ever since. I went to Nashville for a couple year period right after high school in my teens, but then I came back to go to school and started performing again here. So
we're talking with Haley Loren, who is a local musician and just put out a new CD here on KRVM. And I'm also curious to hear about the Nashville experience, because I also think, Nashville in the music industry is quite the scene, I've heard. And to go there as a young woman and, you know, throw yourself into the Nashville music scene, I would think would be quite courageous.
Well, I had kind of, I had a pretty unusual experience as far as a lot of people who go to Nashville are concerned. I kind of had a lot of things set up ahead of time as far as I had a manager, and I had made a lot of connections through several visits to Nashville. So I kind of moved there with a little bit more of a foundation and
not
a little
totally
bit more
cold.
Right, not totally, you know, jumping into the water head first right away. Although it kind of was like that in a lot of ways. But I wrote a lot while I was there. I co-wrote with a lot of amazing writers, talented writers. And actually several songs from this CD came from my time living in Nashville, some of the original stuff there.
Okay.
And it was a very, very influential experience for me. And I'm really glad I did it. But I do love living in the Northwest. I realize that more and more every time I travel or live elsewhere. So
right. And fortunate for us. I mean, sometimes I think people in this area take for granted there's just very, very talented musicians here.
There are.
In this area.
There's a wealth of it, for sure.
People like you who could easily be scooped up and swept off by some label. And, you know, we could lose you and only see you when you come through on tour once a year type of thing. So it's nice that you like being here.
I do. I love it.
So this CD Stages is your third, yeah?
Actually,
or
it's
your
my fourth
including
CD.
The holiday one.
Yes, I do have a holiday CD.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's mostly, you know, of course, a seasonal thing. So I only talk about that a few times a year. this is my fourth CD. It's my second jazz CD. And it's live, unlike the other CDs. They're all studio albums except for this newest one. So it's different in that respect. And it was recorded in 2009 at two separate concerts on the Oregon coast, one at Eden Hall and then another concert at the Kiwanda Center in Pacific City. And so I am really excited about it, and I was really happy with the way it turned out. Those shows were really fun to do, so I think that translated into the recordings, probably.
Yeah, I think that I think too that live recordings definitely have a unique feel to them.
They do.
I'm sure they have a unique feel being the person who created the album, but then for the listener, it also has a distinctly different feel for sure, because the energy that you're getting feeding off the audience that we don't see, we're feeling through your performance.
Right.
That's recorded.
It's very different. There's a lot of different dynamics with a live recording that aren't there for a studio album, where you have unlimited ability to do retakes or to, you know, adjust the arrangement in some small way here and there, and et cetera. But live recording, you know, you get whatever you've just created, and you get one pass, and that's it. So, and oftentimes, at least I wasn't really thinking about the fact that it was even being recorded. It just, you know, a performance is immersed, all encompassing and totally immersed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you're not overthinking things the way that sometimes studio performances turn out.
Can be.
Yeah. So it's a different experience altogether.
We're talking with Haley Loren here on Acoustic Junction on KRVM, and I want to play. It was hard to really pick narrow down the songs that I was able to play. I mean, we'll of course be playing your CD as the weeks go by, but I really love to play the U2 song.
Oh, sure.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for, because it's a beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you think so.
So this is Haley Loren, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for on 91.9 KRVM. You're tuned into Acoustic Junction.